Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today, we're actually reaching a siyum of sorts. We're at Mizmor Kuf Lamed Dalid. That's chapter 134. And it's not the end of our journey, but it is the pinnacle of the 15 of the Shir HaMa'alot, the set of 15 we've been studying for the past 2 weeks. And it really brings us to the pinnacle of all the bracha we've been speaking about. Our last chapter, 133, ended with, Ki sham tziva Hashem es habracha, chayim ad ha'olam. For there, referring to Tzion, Hashem has commanded the blessing that will pour forth upon Klal Yisrael forever. And here, this in the final, the pinnacle, the height of the Shir HaMa'alot, we find the Perek describing the spreading, describing the emanation of this bracha and how it spreads forth upon all of Klal Yisrael. It's a tiny Perek. There's just the three psukim, but it's actually spectacular. And if we may, I'd like to take this Mizmor Kuf Lamed Dalid, 134, according to the very powerful understanding of the Malbim, who actually prefaces his explanation with the statement that Bashir Hazeh Yasad Pina Nifla'a al Yisodeha Emuna. This is a perek which, again, small in size, but deep and profound in meaning, is going to pack us a wallop with a very important fundamental in our emuna, in our entire faith process, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The perek actually takes up the topic or the concept of what bracha means. And this is highly important. We as Jews, along the model of David HaMelech himself, who instituted the practice for a Jew to try to say 100 brachot every single day, we as Jews have taken upon this process where we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the world that he's given us, prefacing much of what we eat and much of what we enjoy, and then finishing after, and this becomes the foundational pattern throughout our tefillot as well, with the formula of Baruch Atah Hashem, which of course translated easily is, blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is a rough one. When we bless someone, we seem to be indicating that there's a lack that we hope our blessing will fill. Clearly, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no lack. And we can't wish upon him to live till 120, or that he should build a beautiful family, or that he should be worthy of nachat. What are we, so to speak, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we talk about this blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem? And it's in this mizmor, in just the three psukim that it contains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that David HaMelech actually lays down, again, with the explanation of the Malbim to help us through, the fundamental concept of what does it mean when a Jew says, Baruch Atah Hashem? What does it mean, Baruch Hu Et Hashem? And this understanding really becomes the crowning beautiful foundation, which is the sum total of all the 15 steps we've been trying to climb in these last few days. Let's see how this goes according to the Malbim. Pasuk Aleph. Shir HaMa'alos, Hinei Barchu Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'omdim Beveis Hashem Balelos. Behold, of course, the song to ascends, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of you servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who stand in the house of Hashem in the nights. And so the Malbim begins with, what does this mean, Barchu Es Hashem? How does a Jew bless God? He begins to explain that when we seek out, when we ask for, when we request a certain bracha, certain blessing, certain shefa, we are not trying to create something from scratch. Rather, there is, as the Malbim calls it, a mekor ha'elyon. There is some great reservoir, some great source of all the bracha, all the hatzlacha, all the success, all the gifts we need in this world, in this life that we call our own. That is bottomless. That is an abundance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to pour upon us. The question is, with this great reservoir of bracha, that exists in Shemayim, how does one activate? How does one turn on, so to speak, the faucet so this water of bracha pours upon me? There's imagery I often have in my own mind, and I don't know if it happened in your life or if you just read about it in books or if you were that kid. But there was that kid who was usually in the principal's office because of the tricks he or she played. There was that kid who one day put a bucket of water on the door so that it would pour on the teacher's head when the teacher walks in. If it was you, keep quiet. If you knew somebody and wished it was you, we're with you. But there was that bucket of water. Now the question is, when will that bucket of water pour on the teacher's head? The answer is, of course, it's the teacher herself who activates it by opening the door, whereupon the bucket pours forth and the teacher is very wet and the kids all laugh. Somebody sent to the principal and it doesn't end well. The understanding is that the bucket was always poised on that door. It's opening the door that activated the water to come down on the poor teacher's head. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shefa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reservoir of blessing is unending. We as human beings actually were given the awesome power that there are things we can do to activate that this bracha that is in this brecha, brecha related to the word bracha. A brecha is a pool. It refers to the reservoir of blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reserved for us. This reservoir is actually activated, where the bracha can pour down upon us, activated when Yisrael are mivarchim et Hashem. When we say Baruchu es Hashem, we are not saying that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed are you, but we are saying that we unleash or activate this brecha, this reservoir of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with my name on it and yours through our actions and through our tefillot. As Chazal say, Yisrael mosifim koach begvura shel ma'ala. There is an amazing, extraordinary power that has been given to mere mortals, that's me, that's you, where we actually activate, or so to speak, give power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this brecha, this pool full of blessing, can pour down upon us with the shefa that Hashem so deeply wants or desires to bless us with. And so when David exhorts Klal Yisrael, Baruchu et Hashem, Ritzono lomar, Tnu lo bracha, through your actions, through your tefillot, through your interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that he has defined, we actually give power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, so to speak, pour upon us from the brecha, from the reservoir of blessing that he has reserved for us. Ha'omdim b'Beit Hashem balelot. Those of you who stand in the Beit Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash, balelot at night. Firstly, referring to the Kohanim who do the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Referring further, as explained by the Mefarshim, to the Talmidei Chachamim, to those who toil late into the night to delve into the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, often with great Mesirut Nefesh. But as the Malbim explains it here, in a theme that we've seen throughout Sefer Tehillim, night does not just refer to a 12-hour span in the cycle of the world around the sun, but Laila, night, refers to the times in our lives that are dark, where we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence as clearly, where there's a confusion that blurs our vision and we're not really sure which way is up. In those times of night, there are Jews who with great steadiness, with great loyalty, are Ha'omdim B'Veit Hashem. We continue with great loyalty to stand and to serve B'Veit Hashem. And as such, we deserve to be those who are Baruchu et Hashem. Because of our steadiness, because of our consistency, even when it's dark, even when it's hard, we deserve to have this power of through our actions in the dark, through our tefillot, our prayers in the dark, we unleash the abundance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has poised upon our heads. Pasuk Bet. Se'u yadechem kodesh, uvarchu et Hashem. As the Malbim points out, se'u yadechem kodesh, lift up your hands. And this is, of course, the imagery of one Jew who would want to bless another, who wants to create some channel of blessing, of goodness that will pass from me to you. We place our hands upon the subject of our blessing. Says the Malbim, we're not speaking here of physical hands, but rather Yedei Kodesh, holy or spiritual hands. We are Se'u Yedeichem Kodesh, lift up your hands, spiritually speaking, refers to those times in our lives when we as Jews rise above, lift above the pull of negative gravity that is the physical world we live in. That means when there are demands that we engage in physicality, when there are demands that we sink low because other people do, that we compromise our better selves because that's what people do. And there are so many loud voices in this world that say, messages against Se'u Yedeichem Kodesh. When we as Jews rise above the clamor, rise above the noise, rise above the dirt and the mud and say, I'm bigger than that, then we are in a position and we are in an interaction of Se'u Yedeichem Kodesh, where we actually raise ourselves above what is low and then Uvarchu et Hashem. That raising our hands, that taking the high road, that speaking to our higher selves and acting as our higher selves, again, Uvarchu et Hashem, we unlock, we bless Hashem, which really in this whole dynamic, when we bless Hashem, that means that we are unlocking or unleashing Hashem's blessing upon us. We activate the good that He has in His brecha, in His reservoir, to pour down upon us. Pasuk Gimel, Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion. And as this happens, when we act in the way that is our highest best self, when we rise above our baser instincts, what we're actually doing is giving power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us. Not just randomly according to the vicissitudes or according to what seems to be the random ways of nature, but mitzion. And the Malbim says this so poetically, through the very thin vapors and through the very slight drops of dew that rise up that are the service of Tzion. In other words, it's the influence of Tzion. When we act as the Bnei Tzion, when we act as our highest selves and rise to be those who identify with Tzion, then again, we unleash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha and call it down upon us. And this bracha is not limited to the systems of heaven and earth, but rather they emanate from Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. They emanate from the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created heaven as earth and therefore is not limited or bound by the boundaries or the limitations of heaven and earth. But the bracha that we unlock comes from Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is above and beyond any physical boundaries or any physical barriers. So again, this is that very, very small perek, but that says so much that is deep and profound to us. It talks about the process with which we, through our actions, we, through our tefillot, actually have the power to, so to speak, give bracha to Hashem, which means through blessing Hashem, through acting in a way that He desires, through appealing to Him, b'tfilah, in prayer, we actually go so far as to unlock that brecha, that reservoir of bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that He desires to pour upon us. When a Jew blesses Hashem, what we're actually doing is unleashing or unlocking the tremendous blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has waiting for us to pour forth. Thank you for studying Le'ilei Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.